Visitors to the President's House site in Philly over the 4th of July weekend found the exhibit only half restored. It tells the stories of George Washington's 9 slaves that the first president had while living in Philadelphia when it was the U.S. Capitol. It's at the center of a court battle over the efforts of the Trump administration to replace it. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky reports how activists are trying to make sure their stories are still being told.
Albert Dermosessian traveled from Willow Grove carrying large recreations of the missing exhibit panels that have been removed from the site. He taped the panels to the walls. He says his grandfather is from Armenia, and he understands what it's like to have one's history erased.
I know they'll get torn down, but hopefully there's enough people here today for the holiday that they'll be seen, and maybe it'll inspire someone else to do the same.
Nearby, the Avenging the Ancestors Coalition staged a performance in which activists portrayed the 9 people enslaved at the house. Kylie Bailey took on the role of Richmond, the 11-year-old son of Washington's enslaved chief cook, Hercules Posey, and seamstress, Alice.
I work in the kitchen, scrubbing pots and pans day and night as a scullion. I also have to sweep the chimneys, which is very dirty work.
A federal court found in favor of the Trump administration, but the city is continuing the fight to preserve the exhibit. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.